Chris Matthews, Trump Gaza Comments Craziest Thing He's Ever Said. By Pam Key on February 5, 2025. Wednesday, during an appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe, longtime MSNBC personality Chris Matthews said President Donald Trump's comments about the United States taking control of Gaza were the craziest thing he's ever said. Matthews said, "I think it's the craziest idea I've ever heard in my life." He added, "Give me a break. Hamas is not going to be good. Wherever it goes, it's going to continue to be trouble. Wherever it goes, it's probably going to topple the government. And for the president to say we won't use troops. Imagine American service people's families realizing that their son or daughter has been sent to Gaza right in the middle of the Mideast fighting. We have avoided wars over there in 48, 56, 67, 73. Now we're getting right into the Israeli-Arab war, right in the middle of it. We're taking sides with Israel against the Arabs in Gaza. And we were telling them to leave like they're an indigenous population in the United States back in the 19th century. We're going to move them out, move to some other place against their will. It's horrible. And it's going to be a war. And well, I don't understand why it's doing this. I think it's the wackiest idea, hard to say, he's ever come up with." He added, "The idea of bringing an Atlantic City to Gaza is crazy. By the way, go to Atlantic City, go to Trump Tower. What's left of it down there, go look at the gambling houses. Look what happened the last time Trump tried to start a Riviera. New Riviera, a new Atlantic City. Take a look at the old Atlantic City and where that ended up. It didn't work. It works in Vegas. It didn't work in Atlantic City. And now he wants to create this Mecca with Hamas becoming hospitality people as waiters and stuff like that and chambermaids. Are you crazy? This is a crazy idea. I'm sorry to keep saying it, but it is the craziest thing he's ever said. Bibi Netanyahu's got a sense of humor. I suppose, because he must have loved it because it said no more two-state solution. Oh no. We're going to have American allies as our neighbors and hotel keepers on the Gaza Strip. Unbelievable. And 2 million people are going to be coaxed away to destroy Jordan. What an idea for me." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.